Hello and welcome to the Groovy Calamari podcast. I am your host, Sergio Del Amo. What's Groovy Calamari? Groovy Calamari is a free curated publication of interesting links about Micronaut and the Groovy ecosystem, Grails, Gradle, also about microservices and basically anything I am currently working on. Curated by yours truly and published weekly. The Groovy Calamari podcast is covers similar topics, but in a different format. Today I am joined by Miguel Ángel García and Alberto de Ávila. Hello, guys.
Hello, how are you?
Miguel Ángel and Alberto work in Salenda. Salenda is I am proud to announce that Salenda is the gold sponsor of Gridge 2019. Gridge is a conference which will take place in Madrid in March from the 28th until the 30th. As I said, Salenda is the gold sponsor, so thank you guys for sponsoring the conference and making the conference possible. Salenda has been a sponsor for a long time of Gridge, so this is the 8th edition of Gridge, and it's safe to say that the conference would not be possible without you guys, so thank you again. How big is Salenda? How many people work in Salenda?
Salenda is a little company, and we are working now 13 people. And we have 8 programmers and also 2 consultants and a few administration persons. And also our CEO is Álvaro Sánchez. That you work with.
Yeah. And you know very well.
The founder of Salenda is Álvaro Sánchez Mariscal. Salenda is 10 years old?
Yeah.
11?
No. Yeah, I think in a few months, 12.
In a few months, 12 already. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's amazing. So yeah, and a sponsorship of a conference from a medium small company. It's, I appreciate the double. So thank you guys. Where are you guys based?
We are based on Madrid, Getafe, we are in the center of the country.
Yeah, Getafe, for those of you who are not aware of Spain geography, is a city like 20 kilometers away from the center, probably.
Yes. Yep.
Something like that. Are you gay? Guys, how long have you been working in Salenda, Alberto?
For me, I have been working here in Salenda for 8 years. Since 2010, I can remember when I started here, because it was my first job, and I don't want to change it because I'm in love with the company. I love what I do and the persons, the people that work here, and what we do. So I can't remember the year exactly, but I think it was on my 3rd year of my university career.
Started where you were studying.
Yeah. I started with a learning practices.
Yeah.
And I still here. So that was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. What about you, Miguel Ángel?
For me, it's more or less the same as Alberto, but I started some time later, probably 1 or 2 years after. I don't remember correctly, but it's more or less the same years as Alberto. So, but before I worked here in Salenda, I've been working another company. I spent 4 years in the other company, but here in Salenda, and now is my first option. So I'm very happy here. As Alberto said, I'm in love.
Miguel is working with Grails since version
1.01. I think
this is 2007 or
I think now it will be complicated to install a Grails One application. I don't know if the binaries are actually available. Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys are help me understand the company. So I see you have ton of expertise with Grails. So you are specialized on building web applications for clients.
Yep.
More or less.
Yep.
And yes, I assume that Groovy and Grails is the primary weapon for you.
Yep. We try to develop with Groovy and Grails because we are very comfortable with that. But some projects are made with old technologies like Struts or Java, another Java tools. But I think actually all the live projects are in Grails or Angular technologies. I think we will start a Micronaut project in the next month.
Awesome.
So we are very happy to keep learning and using the new framework that is amazing.
Cool. Yes, as Alberto said, we have a lot of experience working with Grails. It's our first option, but now we are working, or we want to work with another technologies like Micronaut, or open to another technologies.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in Grails 4, you will have a closer integration with Micronaut. So that's probably going to bring the best of all worlds. You guys are specialized on JVM applications. So
yeah,
what I hear. And you work the... So when you said like struts, I assume that you guys... you work the full cycle. So you develop the application and I assume you maintain the application, because I assume the Struts application is no longer being developed.
It's an old application, I think, from 2005.
I have a Struts once application still running, which was my first client. I don't think we have changed anything for the past many years. But that's still running, and there is a lot of XML to define forms. But at the time when I was developing with Struts, that felt amazing, to be honest. Things have evolved. We are lucky that things have evolved a little bit. So you basically, if I am a client, I have an idea, I come to you, I guess you guys help me to define the requirements of the application.
We help the client or something to from the beginning of the project, from an idea to the end of the project, in terms of maintainability or creating new features, new apps, mobile apps, or making migrations. We help the client with its ideas.
It's the whole cycle of the software.
So you help them with the hosting as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we provide hosting.
They don't have to care about the software.
We provide all the things to help them to keep its mind in the things that they have to be worried. The business, to make money and to care the product.
Yeah. So basically, for them, it's just like a software as a service, but it's their custom software as a service.
Yeah.
Also, another important thing to mention is the maintenance tasks that we do. And also, we have a legacy project, and it's another important aspect in our work. So we have a lot of projects that we need to maintain to create new features and so on.
That's cool. That's cool. I saw that you are working a lot with universities.
Yep.
Can you explain what's the role?
Yeah.
Of Salenda there?
Because Salenda born from at the beginning of Salenda, we are basically focused on developing tools or applications for universities. And nowadays we are working with more than 20 universities here in Spain, but we are open to collaborate or create application for universities all around the world. This is because at the beginning we have to create, I think, 5 applications for the University Carlos III here in Madrid. And that gave us a lot of experience about how university works internally and how to manage all the information that a university has in terms of manage all the departments in the university, human resources, bachelor, the students, and so on.
So these are kind of like internal web applications, which yep. will be normally used.
But
by...
not all are internal. Some of that applications are also public because, for example, we've created an application, a public application for to search flats for the students, for the future students that will be in the university for the next course, to help them to find an accommodation.
I see. So yeah, I see.
It's important to mention that we work with state and private universities.
Yep.
Yeah.
With both of them.
Yeah, that's cool. At the time I was a student, the university software was kind of lacking. So that's refreshing to see that the universities are pushing in the right direction. That's awesome. So if anyone from a university wanted to know more about the solutions that you currently have or offer, the easiest way to contact you will be probably to go to your website, which is https://salenda.es.
Yep.
I will include the link in the show notes. And yeah, there is a contact tab there. With a telephone number and a form, which I assume will trigger an email sent to you. Also, another thing that calls my attention, and that is I am a complete not expert, is the whole Atlassian suite of services that you are doing. I am seeing many companies that are doing a lot of business around the Atlassian ecosystem. What's the benefit for me to go in directly to you if I wanted to set up a Bamboo continuous integration server or something like that? what's the benefit for me to go directly to you instead of going directly to the Atlassian website, I guess?
You have many benefits. The first benefit is that we can you can ask all of your questions directly to us, and we will try to answer as soon as possible and try to give you all the information needed to make your choices and to help you to create or use the Atlassian apps correctly. The second benefit that I want to mention is that we as a partner, we can sell you all the license needed to use the Atlassian products. And if you buy the license with us, we will remind you in when you have to buy the renewal of the license, and keep informated with the security advice that Atlassian's gave us with, for example, vulnerabilities in their products. Another thing that we provide to our customers is, for example, the training in the apps. So you can, for example, if you are using a tool like Jira for a year, and maybe you know the basics, but not all the things that has a tool like Jira can be learned in a short course or in the documentation. So we can do training for basic level or to expert level users in a way to in user use of Jira or administration. We can also make customizations to the this application or integration between these Atlassian tools and another tool that some companies may have. And we can build also plugins, custom plugins for special use cases that some clients has. For example, generate reports or make a field that can be filled from a database that has conditions or even create Groovy scripts to customize the transitions or whatever the application the client are using.
So Atlassian software is you can either correct me if I'm wrong. So you are, as a client, you can either choose to use like the online Jira version, or you can install the Jira application in your own server, right?
Yes, you have the two choices. You can install it in a server, or you can use it with a cloud version. And we have we can show how you can use it and what is the best choice for you.
Yes, we are also offering to our clients that they can install it and all the Atlassian tools on our servers and provide them support and updates. So we are offering the cloud, the Atlassian cloud, but also or Salenda cloud.
On-premise.
On-premise. Yeah, I understand. So I was asking this because when you talk about the security vulnerabilities heads up, that's probably especially useful if you are like running your own Jira server. I saw that. So there is like a blooming ecosystem of third-party integrations in Jira and all the Atlassian tools. Is that because the Atlassian folks created like a really flexible ecosystem or really great APIs? I mean, why is it getting so much traction, all these third-party integrations?
I think that Atlassian give a whole ecosystem to integrate this their application with another application to help us to create this ecosystem. And if you go to the Atlassian marketplace, you can see a lot of plugins to connect all the application with another tools.
Yeah, I'm kind of so you guys, I'm kind of amazed of the it seems like Atlassian is conquering the developer world piece by piece. You run all the company in Atlassian products, right?
Yep.
So you use Jira to track all the projects. You use Bamboo also?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
For the greatest applications, you use Bitbucket also? Or?
Yep. We are using, all the Atlassian application because Salenda fairly started being a user of Atlassian tools here in Spain. But then we convert us to a gold partner here in Spain because we believe in the tools that Atlassian make, and we think that they are not simple or easy to use, but they are great applications. And I think most of the companies use Atlassian products in a way. I think Bitbucket is very, very popular. Jira, the star of the company, is used in many, 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 many companies all around the world.
Yeah.
Especially in Spain, we see that is, I think, the number one book tracker and issue a container to have in a company. Not only the software companies. We are seeing a tool like Jira installed in companies that make sunglasses or make big companies like Endesa, that is a
electricity provider here.
I
from my experience with our clients, I think you are right. I think it's probably the number one project management tool right now. Have you guys done integrations with Grails applications and Jira?
Yep. Yes. Yep. Because all the Atlassian tools has an API. Not all are public, but the main things are public and are well documented. And they are very, very useful to integrate. And we have a few great applications integrated with Atlassian tools.
Cool thing. Cool thing.
This is the way that we combine our two worlds, Atlassian and development software factory. So with this and with the Groovy scripts, I think that is the best way to combine these two worlds.
Are those Groovy scripts, they run like in the platform, or you run them to invoke like Atlassian APIs, or
you can run inside Jira with a plugin, or you can run outside Jira making a Groovy script and then making the API call, so you can do as you want.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I wasn't aware of Groovy scripts being used in Jira or in Atlassian tools. I know, for example, the guys in Gradle, I believe they use Bamboo also as their continuous integration server. So I think, yeah, the tools are pretty, as I said, it seems like they are conquering the world, at least the developer. They sold HipChat to Slack, can that be?
Yes.
Yep.
So what do you guys use right now to chat? Is HipChat still around or?
No. HipChat, I think HipChat is still working. They created a new application, I think 2 years ago, to kill Slack, but I think they are now worried in other applications, and the new trend is to use Slack, and they have made a partnership between Atlassian and Slack. And Atlassian recommends the use of Slack.
In Soptimix, we were using HipChat as an internal chat. And I liked the application. It was working great for us. I mean, we were a small company. We were like five guys. But for us, it was instant messaging. It had like all the features we needed, to be honest. Strange. The Slack taking over the chat world is something that worries me, and it's a bit of a strange thing. Just to recap the Atlassian bit, are the licensing prices the same price I will get if I go directly to you or to the Atlassian? Or?
No, because we, as an Atlassian partner, we can make little discounts.
Okay, so
in the license, so you will get a best price if you go to a partner like us, that if you go directly to Atlassian, and you will have some more benefits depending on the partnership level.
We can help customers deciding what size of license they need, what license fit to their business.
So you heard it first. If you are looking for the best price in Atlassian products, contact Salenda. Contact them now. They offer training, they offer Atlassian plugins development. What's the language those plugins are? Is JavaScript?
They have because you can develop it in Groovy or Java for the backend, and for the frontend, I think they use Velocity templates.
Okay.
But you can also develop some plugins using only JavaScript. But we have never make any development like that. If we can use Groovy, we will use Groovy till the end.
I see. But you guys in the company, I mean, from what I see, you are like doing also a lot of JavaScript development also in the front end. I know you work with a lot of AngularJS projects and a lot of Angular projects. That's correct, right? So you do the whole, you do front end and back end, both.
Yes, we are full stack, programming. So we did some AngularJS projects and some Angular 2, 4, 5, 6 or whatever.
Yeah, I am lost with the version number as well.
Yes, it's a nightmare. So we can provide all the stack.
Perfect. I read you are also working in a pretty interesting program, project called Sherpa.
Yep.
Can you tell the people what's Sherpa?
Well, Sherpa is a web application that provides that help pilots from drones to serve and to connect with other pilots and to find the path and to find the correct ways where they can fly. So they provide, this application provide to this pilot all the things that they need to fly and where they can fly. They provide a plan to fly, and they have reports and so on. And they can, as I mentioned before, they can connect with other pilots.
So it's like a tool for drones pilots, mm-hmm. where they can basically, if they want to, I mean, I assume many people will use this. If they are using drones for anything professional, like they are doing surveillance of a construction or something like that, they provide tools to schedule flights and mm-hmm. organize flights, yes. and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So this is the perfect excuse for you to buy drones for your own?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I
asked you... And close airports.
Yeah, it seems like a really interesting project, to be honest.
Yes, because apart of joking, you can see what are the areas that are closed, that are that has some warnings, that are free to fly. So you have many information if you want to fly a drone.
So the application integrates like flying restricted areas, something like that.
Yes,
that's cool. That's cool.
Also, the application has an integration with some drones builders to get some data from a flight. For example, what was the time at the start? No,
the path that the drone has done, and so on. And another important aspect is the weather forecast.
Yep.
It has another tool to show the weather forecast.
So you can download the flight metadata and import it into into the app?
Yes.
Yep.
That's cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, what's the URL for this project? Is Sherpa.org,
I think, but I can't remember.
If I remember correctly, it's like that.
I think
Sherpa. I will provide a valid link in the show notes.
Okay.
No problem. Another thing that I wanted to mention is I know, guys, that you do training as well. I know that because I remember one of the first Glitch editions that I attended. You just have launched the Escuela de Groovy.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I assume it's safe to say, it was the first specialized company doing Groovy and Grace training here in Spain, at least.
Yep.
So I assume that's still going on and you still provide a lot of training to anyone wanted to learn Groovy and Grace and have that as a development tool in their companies, that's correct?
Yep. Yeah, we're still making trainings in Groovy and Grace, but we are also making training in testing, in agile development, and in also the Atlassian apps
as we said before. And I think the we offer training in all the tools that we used to use in our day, because we feel comfortable learning and make learn other companies in the tools or technologies that we use to use.
Is the training on site, or do you do they have to come to the Salendas offices to get the training, or?
We offer all options, because not all the companies wants to move 12 persons to our office, and we offer to move to the client's office and make them the formation and in 2 days, in a day, in a morning. It depends on the client.
Cool. Yeah. If you are looking for Groovy and Grace training, those are Salendas, an amazing training partner. Just sufficient to say it employs Alvaro, who is a top Grace committer. So, if you're looking for training, check them out. Also, another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, I saw that you guys have offered an early start for the working hours. So I see that some of you guys work from 7 a.m. until 3.
Yep.
Yes, you are correct.
That's kind of an unusual timetable here in Spain. Personally, I like it. I think that timetable will help a lot for having a life with a family. So, when did you guys start with this timetable, and what's the motivation behind that? Because normally here in Spain, technology companies, they have like a 9 a.m. To 6:30 p.m. with 1 hour lunch break or something like that, or 7.
We started doing this firstly in the summers, because here in Spain we make intensive journeys, but we learn by doing this that we are more productive working only without make a lunch stop. So we've decided in 2012, I think, to do this timetable and use all the journey in continually. We believe that at the beginning some clients doesn't understand us, because they want to write us at any moment and make us request, or if their application shut down, they want to restart it or fix the bugs that are very urgent. But we explain them that they still have the ability to write us an email, and if the thing is very 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 urgent, we make we will fix it in any moment. It doesn't matter if it's 7 p.m. or 8 p.m.
So you have someone on call always.
Yeah.
we are always has this service available, because we have a very important client that has an application that has to be all time started and working. And since we explained that, they feel more comfortable with our journey. And in 6 years that we are working with these hours, I think they have called us less than 10 times, saying that they have big problems to fix. So we think that this is very, very, very useful journey, and we let the workers use start at work at the hour that they want. We mostly of us start at 7 p.m., but not all the people start at the same time. I think some people start at 8 p.m. and eat work 8 hours in a day, but in other timetable.
Yeah, so you have flexibility in the timetable, but yeah, most of you guys do like from 7 a.m. until 3. That's awesome. I guess the most productive hours for you are from 7 a.m. until 10,
yes,
where no email is coming.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really, I mean, I think it's, my feeling is that it's working great for you, because you have like these 3 hours in the shadow where you are getting work done there. That's cool. Are you guys also working remotely, any of you, or are you all on the office?
Yes, you can work remotely, or you can work here at the office. It doesn't matter where you are, but you can work wherever. And one thing that I want to mention is that this timetable is the thing that I fall in love with. This is the reason, one of the reasons that I here in Salenda. The flexibility that you have working remotely, working with this timetable. I think that Salenda offers you these kind of things that another company doesn't offer.
Yeah, you know, the strange thing is both my parents had this timetable and it worked great for us as a family. I mean, my sister and I had to arrange so some hours like for lunch and stuff, but both my parents were back at home at 3 and my mom worked in a bank and they had this from 7 a.m. until 3. And the sad thing is we have lost this kind of timetable in Spain almost completely.
Yep.
So I am glad that some companies are coming back.
It's true that some companies are now taking this timetable in software factories.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I mean, it doesn't. I am currently working remotely, and for us, we have flexibility. But I know that most of software development shops, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are still in the 9 a.m. Yeah. until 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got like 10 kilos also when I was doing that timetable, because you are always eating outside your home. So, yeah, really nice thing that you are doing, guys. I encourage you to continue to do that because that's awesome. Are you guys looking for any, do you have any career opportunities open at the moment?
At the moment, no, but we used to publish some job offers. And if you are interested in working with us, you can write us an email
or keep in touch in the social network like Twitter or web page that we publish our job offers there. So if you are interested or in the future we publish a job offer, let us know.
My Twitter profile of Salenda is @Salenda, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. I will include that in the show notes as well. I wanted to wrap this thing up. Do you guys want to plug anything else about the company?
No, I think all the important things are mentioned. So
I think only one thing. We have one more benefit in Salenda. We have an unlimited base to assist to conferences and event and technology events.
Like which?
Like which we used to assist at a year, I think, I don't know, about 5, 6, 7 events. And the Salenda provides 3 days to assist, and many of the times pays the tickets. So we are very pleasured to be here in Salenda for things like that.
Yeah, I saw that you guys are in tons of events because I follow your blog and I know that you were in Portugal last year, I believe, and yeah, I have seen that you have been in many events. So you get these days extra apart from the holidays.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so another benefit to work in Salenda, you just have a nice timetable, but also you are managed to go to many technical events such as Gritch. So I hope to see you guys in Gritch. Are you guys coming to Gritch? I hope. You are still on time to propose a talk. So call for papers.
We are working on it.
Okay. we keep in mind.
Close for paper closes the 14th. I think you guys both spoke last year. If I recall correctly, you did a talk about CodeNARC. Can it be?
Yep, mine was CodeNARC.
My talk was about Java Melody.
Yep, cool. And I make another talk about, if I remember correctly, Rails 3 performance, I think.
I think you have like something like boosting Grace applications, something like that, or...
Yeah,
so if you want to meet Alberto and Miguel Ángel, yeah, make sure to come to Gritch. They will be there. Anything else you want to... Yeah, I am asking everyone who is coming to the podcast, is there anything that you want to see in Gritch 2019?
I think it will be a lot of Micronaut content, so I think no more needed.
No, for
I don't know if there will be a lot of Micronaut content. There will be Micronaut content for sure. I don't know about the a lot part, but there will be some. So if you are interested in Micronaut, I tweeted the other day. Micronaut was unveiled in Gritch 2018. So if you are interested in learning about Micronaut, Gritch is, I guess, it's safe to say, is the conference to come to. Thank you guys for taking the time. Thank you everyone for listening. I will include the links in the show notes to follow Alberto and Miguel Ángel in the social networks and links to Salenda also. I would like to end saying again thank you to Salenda for being the gold sponsor of Gritch. Many, many thanks. Thank you guys and see you next time.
Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
See you.